Now, the news continues. Americans' view of police honesty has rebounded to 56% after dropping to 48% last year amid a national firestorm over police treatment of young black Americans. A Gallup poll shows that the number is more consistent with the 54% to 58% ratings found between 2010 and 2013. That poll comes more than a year after the death of Michael Brown, an unarmed black man who was shot dead by police in Ferguson, Missouri. The incident set off rioting in the city and grabbed headlines worldwide. It also sparked protests nationwide against police treatment of young black Americans. The polling company found that 4 in 10 American non-whites now rate the ethical standards of police as very high or high, an increase from the 23% who held this view in 2014. While non-whites' attitudes have not rebounded to their pre-2014 levels, the slight increase pushes the overall percentage back to the normal range seen in recent years. This is News Plus Special English. Worried about the low sex drive of giant pandas in zoos, scientists have tried many ways to get them in the mood, including Viagra and panda porn. When all else failed, the scientists have turned to artificial insemination to ensure the endangered creatures have cubs. A new study suggested the answer may be a lot simpler and perhaps more obvious. Let the pandas choose their own partners. Researchers say giant pandas paired with preferred partners have significantly higher copulation and birth rates. Generally, pandas in captivity are presented with a mate chosen by scientists based on the animal's genetic profiles to minimize inbreeding and expand the DNA pool. But the result is often frustrating, with the animals having to be coaxed through human intervention to show even the slightest sexual interest in whatever mate is paired with them. A team from the United States and China ran a test at the China Conservation and Research Center for the giant panda in Sichuan Province. The study aims to see if being allowed to choose their own partners might make a difference. This is News Plus Special English. Star Wars: The Force Awakens has made history in its debut on the weekend by bringing the highest box office income of estimated $238 million domestically and $517 million worldwide. The production of Disney and Lucasfilm was 14% ahead of the previous opening weekend record of almost $209 million of domestic income for Jurassic World this summer. It also shattered numerous records around the world. The movie got the biggest Thursday night box office number in North America with $57 million, surpassing the record of $43 million for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 in July 2011. It smashed the biggest Friday and biggest single-day record in North America, exceeding the $91 million of Deathly Hallows 2 by almost 30 million. Force Awakens became the biggest domestic opening in North America, as well as the biggest December opening both in North America and globally. It was also the first movie to cross $100 million within 24 hours after screening in theaters. In Britain, Germany, Australia, Russia, and many other countries, it scored the biggest opening weekend as well.